2015 Vikings training camp continues from Mankato, and we bring on a man, a veteran of many training camps. It's Marshall Faulk, doing work for NFL Network here in Mankato, visiting the Vikings and visiting specifically with
Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
Got a little Teddy in too. So me and Bridgewater, we had a little conversation about leadership. But yeah, it's good to visit with Adrian.
Do you think Teddy can be a leader? He's a young guy. He's a second year quarterback. Did you ever play with a quarterback who was young who had to be a leader? We know you played with Kurt Warner, who was a good leader. You were a good leader. Did you ever play with a young quarterback who had to be a leader?
A guy. I mean, he did okay when he was in the league. Played at a high level. Back in 1998, I had Peyton Manning when I was with the Colts, and being young and being a leader, it doesn't really resonate sometimes when you are young. But like I told Teddy, I said, you never know when your chance to lead is going to come, and I haven't seen a team really win without their quarterback being somewhat of a leader or being in some sort of leadership role. So he is going to be asked at some point in time this season, not to carry the whole load, but as the quarterback, a guy who touches the ball on every down, you have to lead.
Adrian Peterson is as good a running back as there is in the NFL. Back in the backfield for the Vikings, that's going to help this offense a ton.
I'm going to clear this up. He is the best running back
good
in the league. So, back in the backfield, he's just going to make life easier for what Norv wants to do in pushing the football down the field. Jerick McKinnick and Matt Asiata, they did a great job last year at holding down the fort. But now you have a stronger backfield with more depth. You add in the Mike Wallace, the guy that can stretch the field. Cordell Patterson, year two in the same offense. It's Charles Johnson. He's just starting to make more and more plays. You have something to build on here, and then you throw in the big fella, Kyle Rudolph, and now you got to block and tight it and get down the field and do everything. Everything for Teddy Bridgewater is here. The offensive line is set. You got your bookends. I'm looking forward to watching this team. I believe that that the division that they're in, the NFC North, is going to be very competitive, and it's not going to be ran away with by the Green Bay Packers.
At this time last year, a lot of talk around Adrian Peterson was Norv's going to get him involved in the passing game. You were perhaps the league's best pass-catching running back in league history. So does Adrian have the ability to contribute in some way in the passing game, or do you feel like don't force a square peg in a round hole?
I believe Norv is going to convince Adrian kind of the same things that I started to believe in. And don't think about how I played the position and what I did in this very same offense, but understand a swing route. If Teddy dumps off a swing route, guess what? You just left the big fellas inside. Now it's you in the corner, safety. You can go all the way. Or better yet, a check down. You go through the line of scrimmage. He checked the ball. That's like popping a run through a line of scrimmage. You got to be the linebacker or a safety. Think about him in the passing game in that manner. Or better yet, play action. Play action. They turn around. They figure out the quarterback still has the ball. They're bailing to go get the receivers. You check it down to him now. It's huge plays. It's all about getting your running back in space, giving him the ball in space, not just handoffs behind the line of scrimmage.
One last quick one before we go, because you've got work to do. When you're a running back lining up on a play and you're looking at a Mike Zimmer defense, what are you seeing?
He is going to try to confuse you with shades and alignments, and everything that Mike does is to turn you back inside. He does not want to get you out on the sideline. He wants you to earn your keep in between the tackles and take the hits, and hopefully they're going to wear you down.
All right, you do great work with NFL Network. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
Marshall
guys.
Falk. All right. More training camp coverage here from Mankato continues on Vikings.com, so please stay tuned.